Welcome to Hiraeth, the home of modern Welsh politics.
Well, what a week. This has simply been one of the busiest, craziest, most intense weekends in Welsh politics for quite some time. Stories about sackings, appointments, expenses, donations, agreements falling apart, parties coming together. But what's actually happened, and what does it all mean for Wales, our politics, and our government? But to answer those questions, we kind of have to go back a few weeks, not all the way back to the campaign donation story that's sort of been covered ad nauseum, but it will pop up during this. We go back to May 7th, and that's when Nation Cymru revealed a previously undisclosed message sent by Vaughan Gethin to his ministerial colleagues through an iMessage group chat. Now, that message was sent in August 2020, and it said that, "I'm deleting the messages in this group. They can be captured in an FOI, and I think we are all in the right place on the choice being made." So that message was still sent when Wales was subject to COVID restrictions following the first lockdown. In the last few weeks, it's been disclosed, you know, following questions from Tom Giffard to the Cabinet Secretary for Education, Lynn Neagle, that the message related to a Senedd Labour Group meeting about A-level results. And the First Minister has subsequently noted that the comments related to how members of the group should conduct themselves when talking about other members. Now, if you cast your mind back to those halcyon days of the lockdowns, you may remember that Vaughan himself had been caught out during a Senedd plenary session saying, you know, let's call them dismissive things about other members of the Labour group. And if you've seen the message in question, I kind of think this checks out. But without question, the content of the message has raised concerns, especially given the context of missing WhatsApp messages during the COVID inquiry and Vaughan's earlier assertions during his evidence to that COVID inquiry that he had not deliberately deleted WhatsApp messages. Anyway, back to this week. So, story number one, Hannah Blythin is sacked as the Minister for Social Partnership. Vaughan releases a statement. I'll read some of that to you. "Having reviewed the evidence available to me regarding the recent disclosure of communication to the media, I have regrettably reached the conclusion that I have no alternative but to ask Hannah Blythin to leave the government. It is of vital importance we are able to maintain confidence amongst government colleagues so that we work as one to focus on improving the lives of people in Wales. Given Hannah's talent and experience, I have been clear there is a route back for her to take up a government position again in the future." That statement came, well, after the Welsh Conservatives seemed to break the news, in fact. But what followed was probably a bit more eye-raising. Now, Hannah responded on Twitter, saying that she was deeply shocked and saddened by what has happened. "I am clear and have been clear that I did not, nor have I ever leaked anything. Integrity is all in politics, and I retain mine." So why was Hannah sacked? Now, some people have claimed this is the right of the Labour Party punishing the left. I don't think there's any value in that. Other people have highlighted the fact that news that £31,000 of Vaughan Gethin's donations were remaining from the campaign and would be paid to the Labour Party. And some have said that this news was to hide that news. And if that was the case, it's certainly not worked because that news is still gaining an awful lot of traction. I mean, fundamentally, I think it goes down to what Vaughan was saying during that statement. Government colleagues have to trust each other. And leaking, especially within the context of cabinet members, can't be tolerated. If you've got a leak, you've got to plug it. And I think that's what Vaughan acted quickly to do. Now, there then does become a question of evidence, whether he should release that evidence or not. And again, for those of you who have not seen the content of this particular leaked iMessage, I would encourage you to look at it again and to try and understand how embarrassing it would be for those who sent them and also the individuals who are the subject of the messages prior to what Vaughan said. Now, personally, I think it's quite admirable that Vaughan has decided not to throw people under the bus to save himself, and at the same time potentially allowing additional damage to his premiership. However, misinformation thrives in a vacuum, and in the absence of people understanding how he came to this conclusion and the evidence upon which he based this conclusion, I can't help but think that people will make their own conclusions as to why Hannah was sacked, and I think that will cause more damage to Vaughan in the long term. Okay, so that's Thursday. Friday morning is where it gets really busy. So, around 11 o'clock, I think, it's announced that Sarah Murphy is becoming the Minister for Social Partnership, replacing Hannah in the government. Now, a lot has happened, but I don't for a second want to skim over this bit. I think Sarah was always destined for government. I think if Jeremy Miles had won the Labour leadership campaign, she would have been in government already. She will be a fantastic minister. If you look at her record in terms of her work on AI and automation and the potential pitfalls that it will have for workers, I can't think of anyone better to be in that role right now. But then it's announced that a police investigation is underway into reported allegations of false expenses claims by a Senedd member. The member in question is Laura Ann Jones, the Welsh Conservative MS for South Wales East. She's been reported to the Standards Commissioner, and I believe the police are also investigating. So it's alleged that the member in question instructed her staff to claim mileage expenses for journeys she had not taken. Now, Laura has said she'd cooperate fully with the investigation, and given that it's a potentially live police matter, I don't think it's wise to comment any further. But I think the thing I want to say here is it is testament to just how wild this weekend has been that this story isn't bigger. Okay, and then the really big news from Friday. So Plaid Cymru announced on Friday morning that they would be ending the cooperation agreement between themselves and the Welsh Government 7 months early. Now, why is that? In his statement, Rhun ap Iorwerth, the leader of Plaid Cymru, said that he remains deeply concerned that the First Minister had failed to pay back the £200,000 donation to his leadership campaign from a company convicted of environmental offences, and believed that it demonstrates a significant lack of judgment. He also raised concerns about the decision to sack Hannah Blythyn, and he was also concerned about the emerging approach of the government in relation to some elements of the cooperation agreement, including the decision to delay council tax reform. That's how busy this week is. I'm not even covering council tax reform, and those who listen to me often know I love council tax reform. Now, that's the official line, and one for a lot of Plaid Cymru members and elected members, I'm sure makes an awful lot of sense. But what's the politics of it all? Now, I think it was inevitable that Plaid Cymru would end the cooperation agreement early. The biggest facet of that deal was the move to increase the size of the Senedd to 96 members and to rid ourselves once and for all of first past the post in Welsh parliamentary elections. But now that's done, how much more was there to really gain out of the cooperation agreement? Rhun himself had said that he would end the cooperation agreement when Mark Drakeford stood down, and although he has technically done that, he's 2 months too late. Plaid Cymru had received criticism that they were propping up the Welsh Labour Party, that they were failing to differentiate themselves from Labour, and there was concerns in Plaid that they would be punished at the ballot box. So is this a moral decision or is it political? And the answer is it's probably a bit of both. Plaid need to have that clear green water between themselves and the Welsh Labour Party as they approach the general election, especially in seats like Carmarthenshire and Ynys Môn, where they'll be fighting tooth and nail against each other. And then I suppose you have to ask the question, well, what does this mean for the functioning of government in Wales? A few people have messaged me over the course of the last few days going, well, the Welsh government have lost their majority. What will they do? How will they cope? And to them, I've sort of said, to what extent at the moment do the Welsh government need a majority? There's no key legislation on the horizon, and there's no budget until next year. And whilst they may struggle on some motions, it's unlikely any of those will have legal effect. So I ask the question, do we just have short memories in Wales? The Welsh Labour Party have been the party in charge of Wales in one way or another for 6 consecutive terms, and in none of them have they had a majority. So Well, yes, this will make certain pieces of legislation harder to pass. I think we'll go back to what we've always done, which is ad hoc deals on certain things. There will be certain concessions in legislation. There will be certain concessions in budgets that allow them to pass. And I think that's just what we'll go back to. Okay, and then the next thing. At 5 p.m, there is an emergency Welsh Labour group meeting to discuss the end of the co-op agreement. Now, from what I understand, this was a frank exchange. And according to the BBC, Vaughan told Welsh Labour MSs during that meeting that the political attacks on him were racially motivated. And on Saturday, there was a statement from the Welsh Labour BAME committee, which kind of endorsed this view also. So I'll just read a little bit from there. We fully endorse thorough political scrutiny from a free press and from an active political community. However, we feel that this scrutiny in recent weeks has crossed the line between fair examination and racially influenced attitudes and judgments, with a black person being held to a higher standard. Now, I'm going to step out of the Senedd for a minute and take you to the outside world on Friday, with the rumour mill flying around, everybody wanting to know what was going on, whether this was the end of the First Minister, whether this was the end of the Welsh Labour government. It was also around this time that it was announced that the Welsh Conservatives would table a vote of no confidence in the FM. And this started a lot of people asking questions about what are the rules relating to the Welsh Labour Party leadership, and what is the legal position if there's a vote of no confidence in either an individual ministers or the Welsh ministers. For clarity, if a vote of no confidence is held in an individual minister, it has no legal effect. However, if it's held in the Welsh ministers, i.e. the Welsh government, and it passes, then it does. The Senedd would then have 28 days in which to appoint a new First Minister, or the Secretary of State for Wales would have the power to call a Senedd election. Now, that 5 p.m. meeting comes and goes, and following it, there's a declaration of party unity from Mick Antoniv, the Council General, and he notes that there is the full support of the FM from the Welsh Labour group, also putting on record that if there was a vote of no confidence in the FM, the Welsh Labour group would oppose that in a unified fashion. If I thought we had learnt one thing from the never-ending Brexit debacle in Westminster, and that's how it kind of felt on Friday, by the way, if we'd learnt one thing, it's that votes of no confidence tend to unite otherwise fractious parties that are under attack. So, I think that brings us to now. And I think you're probably asking, what does this all mean for Vaughan Geffen? And for what it's worth, and at the risk of being held hostage to fortune, and those of you out there who are buying lettuces and leeks, which I've seen, I think he's safe as First Minister. The Labour Party will not voluntarily throw themselves into chaos this close to a general election. This moment where they are so close to winning power at Westminster, this moment is too important to the party to make themselves look as chaotic as the SNP or the Tories who they wish to replace. As I've said, he'll survive any vote that happens in him next week. But as Vaughan has often asked himself in recent times, Beth Nessa, what next? Thanks for listening. I hope you have found this useful or helpful in some way in trying to understand the events of the last few days. And hopefully it's helped you understand what it all means for Wales. Thank you for listening to the Hiraeth Pod. You can find us on all the socials at Hiraeth Pod, or you can go to our website, www.walespolitics.com. And thank you very much for supporting us with your ears. But if you would like to do so with your wallet, you can go to www.patreon.com/Hiraeth Pod. Thank you for listening to Hiraeth. If you like what you heard, please don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review.